Are you prepared? Mark chapter 10 verse 35 to 45. Whenever I take a flight, it is natural for me to wait for a long time to get on the plane because I cannot afford to buy an expensive business ticket. I always book the cheapest one, then I'm usually assigned the last group for boarding. When I went on the first family trip with Caleb, there was one super exciting benefit that we could experience. Yes, it was pre-boarding for a family with a car seat and stroller. While many people were still waiting in line, we were allowed to get on the plane first. It felt like we were receiving a lot of care and attention by others. It was a very special experience for me, who most times is in a position of giving care and attention to others. As I raise a baby, I have learned how many people gladly serve the little one. Many people are never hesitate to hold the door for our baby stroller, willingly help carrying things when I hold a baby, gladly share their resource based on the need of baby, and bear with any inconvenience because of the baby. I really appreciate that our churches are all baby-friendly churches. I see people happily serve babies and are willing to be the last for them rather than to be the first. Seems like our church is ready to serve and follow the way of Jesus Christ. Coming back to the gospel text, basically, Mark talks about the life of Jesus in the light of a journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. And in today's text, Jesus and his disciples are on the way to Jerusalem. A journey to Jerusalem is not a glorious journey, but a way into passion and suffering. In Mark, Jesus gave notice of his passion to his disciples three times, and these are all followed by his teaching about the meaning of self-denial, true serving, and suffering. What should the followers of Christ do? How should we live as disciples of Christ? Even though Jesus taught his disciples in many ways, they still did not know what they needed to do. It seems like they did not know what was the true meaning of his journey to Jerusalem. Therefore, James and John asked Jesus to grant them to sit on the left and right side of him, because they believed that those are the most glorious and the greatest places that they could be seated. The request of James and John reminds me of the two crosses, the one on the left side and the other on the right side of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was crucified, there were two criminals on each side of his cross. If Jesus asked James and John to take those crosses instead of the glorious places, what would they do? In verse 38, Jesus asked them, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am drinking, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." But apparently, they did not know what the cup and the baptism Jesus said really meant. They just expected to be in the glorious place with Jesus. Furthermore, in verse 41, when the 10 heard this request of James and John, they began to be angry with them. Then what made them get angry? Is this because they thought their request was not appropriate as disciples, or because they also wanted to sit in the glorious place, which is the right and left side of Jesus? What really made them get angry? Therefore, Jesus spoke to all the disciples that it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Drinking the cup that Jesus drinks and being baptized with the baptism that Jesus was baptized with meant that the followers of Jesus Christ should be able to take part in his suffering by denying himself, denying themselves and taking up the cross. Also, they should be newly born by the Spirit of God to be transformed and restored so that they gladly serve others. However, none of Jesus' disciples, either James and John, nor the 10 other disciples, really know what Jesus meant. They only thought about the worldly things so that they wished to be in the glorious place, to the first and to the greatest of all. However, Jesus clearly said that his followers should set their mind on divine things, and they must be willing to be the last of all and the servant of all. Jesus refused to accept the form of worldly leadership. This world says that we rule over and oppress the weak with power, but Jesus says that he came to this world not to be served by others, but to serve others and to give his life for many. In verse 42 to 43, Jesus said, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you." Diakonia is a Greek term, which means a specific kind of help for people in need or serving the table. And it is a very important teaching in the Bible. But serving others looks like the opposite way of being happy based on the worldly view, because the world teaches us that to be served by others makes us happier than to serve others. Furthermore, many people misunderstand that serving others can be done only by those who have a lot of money or have a lot of free time. But we remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. When a traveler was stripped of clothing, beaten, and left half dead alongside the road, neither priest nor Levites helped, but rather a Samaritan helped the injured man. We know that this was not because the Samaritan could afford to do it. They represented a marginalized class within Jewish society in the Bible. But they just served the others who are in need. Last Thursday, I joined in the circuit meeting, which is a monthly meeting of pastors who are serving the United Methodist Church around this area. Last week, we had a special guest at our meeting. Her name is Asphonia, and she runs a restaurant in Frederick on a non-profit basis. She said, "I cannot fix the world's hunger problem, but I can do my small part to remedy the hunger that exists right in my own backyard, my community." In her restaurant, she feeds the kids up to 18 years old for free without conditions. And if any adult eats there, half of their money is used to feed other adults who are in need. As an African American woman, she had to fight with a lot of discrimination and contempt in the world throughout her life. But she just does what she can do to serve the needy. Just like James and John, we also want to be seated in a glorious place. We all have human desires: money, power, prestige, and often our self-centeredness leads us to close our eyes, our ears, and our mouths to our neighbors who are in need. If we are busy taking care of ourselves first rather than taking care of our neighbors. Jesus did not rebuke us. He did not rebuke his disciples. Instead, he challenged us. He challenged them. "Are you prepared?" He asked us, "Are you prepared? Are you really ready to take on suffering? If you want to sit next to me, you must be ready to undertake my difficult task. To sit at my right and left hand is for those for whom it has been prepared. Are you prepared? We may say, yes, we are, right away. But do we really understand what that means? Are we really prepared? True discipleship is to pour out one's life for others. It can be aging parents, a difficult spouse, a boss who makes things difficult, a special child needs a lot of care, another member of the church, or any person who is in the street. Are we really prepared and ready to share our time, space, money, power, and gift? Are we really prepared to pour out our lives for others as Jesus did? Jesus called us to do that. Jesus called us to serve others, not to be served by others. As the writer of the book of Hebrews said, in one way, we are all people who are seeking the homeland because we are all on the way to God. And we continue our journey with Christ to Jesus. On this journey, what do we really need to do? What should we really do? It is serving others and loving others as Jesus did. Today's gospel text is teaching us how we live a happy life, pouring out our life for others. Jesus is calling us to join and gladly participate in his ministry, serving others. Are you prepared to say yes sincerely when Jesus asks us to take part in his ministry? Although it is the way to Jerusalem, although it is the way to suffering and death, although it is the way to the cross and the crown of thorn, do you still want to go with Jesus? Are you prepared? Are you willing to be the last of all and to be the servant of all? Please remember. Remember, the glory of God belongs to those for whom it has been prepared. Are you prepared to be seated in the glorious place with Jesus? Yes. Praise God.